Blog Talk Radio.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing. I was fronting, truly fronting. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it, and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, did you do a thing for me? You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. Dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me, I'll be the man that you want. I'll be the man that you need. Church every Sunday, prayers every Monday.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiinka 7. I am your emperor. I'm here to serve you. And I'm your Maliwa. I'm also your advocate. Welcome once again. I say Harbarigani to my new friends and what's up to my old friends. Once again, we are embarking upon topics of schools of thought. We've been working with the nature's remedies, trying to find alternative natural ways to address our problems. Because we're holistic in nature in this room, ladies and gentlemen, we will be focusing in on the paranormal as well. That's right. We will be talking about the paranormal. I like to interrupt these airways for a few moments just to point out one thing, that the flags are flying at half-mast in my home. There's been a death in my family. However, we know that that soldier is making his transition. So we just want to stop for a moment in silent prayer of a meditation for Mario Graham, who's made his transition. Thank you for silencing yourself. As Mario makes his transition, I want to say to the family, be not dismayed and let not your heart be troubled, because he has made his way over to the other side. We will be doing a libation and dedication to the family on behalf of Mario transitioning. Ladies and gentlemen, death is a part of life, and we have to understand that the cycle of life goes on, but we have to remember that we have to help our ancestors make it to the other side so that they can truly be able to have their deeds weighed and be found to have them as light as a feather. We like to say, once again, we are talking about the topic of schools of thoughts. And our topic this evening is talking about the school of thoughts of clairvoyant behavior. Is it spiritual behavior or is it clairvoyant behavior? Which one is it? Were we all born here with a veil over our eyes, and do we have a third eye? And if so, how do we tap into that source? And is this something that witches used to be killed for because they had the third eye? A long time ago, we were very ignorant. For those who were born with a veil over their face and over their eyes and had the ability to see into the lives of others, they were once killed, and they were actually murdered by races of people because they feared what those people could see. Well, I think we're all clairvoyant. I think we all have the ability to see into our loved ones' lives, and we have the ability to see into our own lives. We have to perfect that gift. We have to harness that skill, and we have to understand that God gave it to each one of us to perfect it. Now, is it clairvoyant or is it spirituality? Do you have to train yourself to learn this, or is it innately already put in you? We'll find that out in just a second. And right now, I'm going to take a station identification so we can go pay some bills, and then later on, I'm going to get up front. What we're about to do. I want to say hello to the guests and the audience. Our chat rooms are now open if you'd like to go in there. We're going to start asking for co-hosts for our chat rooms. I can't be in both places, but we're going to start soliciting for someone that might want to mend our chat rooms. They are open. However, I noticed that we have not been having the physical attendance like we used to have, and so therefore we are going to send out requests for those people who would like to host the Care to Read Room. That's right. You can be a host right here in the Care to Read Room and host our chat room and be just like Omi, a chip off the old block. Let me say hello to my guests and say hi. Hello? Hello? Okay. I guess that person is just listening in. We're going to leave them be. We won't bother with them. Once again, our topic this evening is talking about whether or not you are clairvoyant versus spirituality. And spirituality, we are going to talk a little bit about that. We talk about spirituality in this room quite a bit. You should already be able to give me the definition of spirituality, but you might not know what clairvoyant is. Stay tuned. We'll be able to talk about that in a second. I want to invite you to go to the throne of grace so we can do our dedication. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you stand with your hands faced up as if you're in a position of receiving? We do this in reminder of our ancestors because we are responsible for staying in touch with the dead. The living must stay in touch with the dead. And today I would like to call on my dear beloved nephew who made his transition, and that is Mario Garm. And we like to say, Mario, we love you. We trust that you've made it to the other side. We hope that you are communing now with our loved ones. We hope that you will be able to make your transition well and your deeds be weighed as light as a feather. We trust that you have fulfilled everything in this life that you had to do and that you were perfected here on this earth. And we pour libations in the name of Oludulamare, who is at the head of our life, and we say, Ashe. We pour libation to my mother spirit. We say, Clara Jenkins, we love you, and we look forward to seeing you again in the next life. And you are representation of Yamanja. We say, Ashe. We pour libations to my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins. We say, Obatala, the man that wears the white, the man that is all-knowing and all-seeing. He was at the right hand and the side of God, and he helped to assist and aid God. We say, Ashe. We pour libation to the east, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the south, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the north, and we say, Ashe. We call back those ancestors to be a witness today. Shekez Diop, will you be a witness? Dr. Carruthers, will you be a witness? John Henry Clark, would you be a witness? We call forth Martin Luther King, will you be a witness? We like to call our personal ancestors out. If you have some, you can call their names as we throw them out on the water today. We call Clara Mae Jenkins today and Robert Jenkins. We call Essalie Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins. We call out the name of Tommy Pete Harvey. We also call out the name of Tom Harvey. We call out the name of Michelle Harvey today. And we call out Mario Graham, the newest transitioning ancestor. May you be able to be brought into the eldership as you did not make your transition at an old age, but we pray and trust that you have been weighed and you've been found as light as a feather. We acknowledge you and acknowledge our ancestors today, and we ask them to forevermore let us stand on their shoulders. And we know that to the unknown ancestors whose names we don't know and will never know, who are still yet passing through the lagoon, who are coming out of the Red Sea, who are in the highways and byways, we ask that you will make your way through the Maafa. Our Maafa was a tragic one. There were millions of Africans killed through the passage, and some of them voices yet cry out to us. We ask that their voices will be settled tonight. We ask that there be peace in the land tonight as they make their way back, and we ask God to give us the power. Give us a vision for the future. Lead us into the paranormal and lead us into the spirituality as we become more clairvoyant and be able to see into the lives of our loved ones and be able to understand how to rightfully divine the word of truth so that we can see in advance what is about to beset us and give us the understanding that we are all psychic in our own abilities. We all have a veil over our eyes, but we must remove that veil so we can see clearly. Help us to see clearly now. We say in the name of the one and only Oludunamore. Amen. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that talking cure with me. And you have to properly transition your loved ones by sending them off, because they will have to be judged and they have to be found as light as a feather. And Maya's feather has to weigh their deeds against their sins to see if they are found wanting or if they have the ability to pass on through and to make it to the other side. And once again, we are talking in this room about the school of clairvoyant versus spirituality. Now, let's define a little bit of the word clairvoyant, because I know that people may have not heard that term clairvoyant, but it is a term that's used loosely with some of your paranormal people. But for those people who are just learning about divination, say it with me, divination. In the Yoruba faith, there is something called divination, and we are oracle readers. We can read kari shells. We can read divinations that are written in riddles and poetry as we begin to ask the question. They can also be read in our divination. There are 400 plus one divinations that could be read. And as we begin to understand that every divination, every poem is lined up with the situation in your life, I won't be reading the oracles tonight. I will save that for another night. We have not read oracles in this room before. I want to lay a foundation so you can understand what oracles are and who gets the right to be able to divine over the oracles. Is it just the Baba Law, or does the priestess have the ability to divine and read the oracles? Yes, she does. A priestess is taught how to read the oracles. And there are also e-kings that have a mouth, and they speak to us, and they give us information. And they were there at the inception when we were molded and created. So they know our end from our beginning, so we can question the e-kings. Usually the e-kings are brought out during ceremonial performances at the beginning of the year and during special occasions where those mouths are asked to speak and give a vision for the future. Now, clairvoyant. Clairvoyant is the ability to see a thing in a person's life that is about to beset them. You can look at that person and look right through them and see their next move or something that might be happening to them currently or in the future. All of us have had the ability to be clairvoyant at one time or other. And sometimes we are more clairvoyant with people we are closer to because we know their nature, so to speak. I don't know how many of you have had personal experiences when you finished a sentence for someone, knew what their next word was going to be, or once they got ready to get in their car, you knew that there was something going to be set them on the other side and you cautioned them not to go. Don't go. Don't go. Why? Because my first mind just told me to tell you not to go. Your first mind is your higher self. It's your Ori talking to you, giving you direction. And that's where your clairvoyant ability comes from. Can you do it all the time with all the people all the time? Or are you on some days and off other days? Or are you only able to do it with the loved ones that you're close to? Or can you meet a brand new stranger and see into their lives without even knowing them? We all have various gifts, and we're all at different degrees and levels in perfecting our gifts. But those of us who claim to be priests ought to be able to use the divination ability at all times, because people that come in our lives with questions, and they want answers. And we ought to be able to divine over them by reading the oracles, which are the poetry that will depict which oracle is read based on their lifestyle. Let me give you a case in point. a divination was done for a loved one that asked me to do a reading for them. This divination was such a blessing to this person that it made them change their lives and make some great altercation. After reading this divination, this person realized that in the reading, I had to have had a clear look into their lives, because as I read the divination unfolded. This person had never forgiven their father, and that things would continue to be taken away from them in their lives. Their children, the personal things would be taken right out of their hand until they made peace with their father. When I looked at this person after I gave them the reading, they looked back at me and said, "That is so true." I said, "Is it your father?" And she said, "Yes, it's my father, who I've never made peace with and I've always been angry with." The reading called for her to go to the graveyard, the Ebal, and to make amends with her father. I didn't think that this person wanted to be chastened, and I wasn't sure if the person was going to follow through or not, but they wanted to go to the graveyard to make amends with their dear beloved father, because they said they had suffered long enough and that they wished that they had found out sooner what was besetting them and what was inflicting them and this pain upon their life. They made the transition. Usually when you're given a reading, you have to follow through on the Ebal, because usually when you go see Odu, all children must pay homage and pay a fee for Odu, because Odu's, when these oracles are read and given to you, the divination, you must follow through on the Ebal. And she followed through, and she was so grateful for getting that reading that she had tears in her eyes, because she did not want anyone to know that she had never forgiven her father. Now, that's just a sample of what we can get in the reading, but what I want to say to you is that that is a part of Ifa Yoruba teaching. Most of the oracles come from different diasporas in different parts of the country, and those readings are done differently, like the Kemetic reading. The Kemetic reading is done with the years and the dates. And there are daily readings that you can do, and every 4 days, most priests do a reading on themselves to get a direction for their life. A destiny reading comes when you're born, and that reading is usually done the day after you're born, a destination for your life, usually for your child. Now, spirituality is something that is practiced. It's not just talked about, it's practiced. It's a lifestyle. And a large portion of us African-Americans are spiritualists by nature. I don't care how Christian we get. I don't care how religiosity we get. We are spiritual by nature. We allow nature to assist us in knowing how to study the wind. Oh, yeah. We listen to the wind. We follow the wind. When the wind whispers, when it's low, when it's high, we listen to the animals in the forests to determine if the animals are rest, are they settled. We listen to all sorts of things that give us a clue to tell us what is the vibration on the earth. Now, most spiritualists are very, very astute to their surroundings. They're very sensitive to their surroundings and their environment. For them to be able to see into the lives of others, or for them to be able to meditate on understanding something, they must have their environment set. And spiritualists are very, very careful to burn candles as well. Now, you know that I used to burn a candle to my mother and my father. That is a part of the ritual that you normally do also. That gives the deceased loved ones visibility to see. They still need nourishment. That's why the water is poured, because they must have nourishment. Even though they have made their transition and they are deceased, as we know them, they must have nourishment, and that nourishment is fed through the substance of the water. And the candle gives them light. Now, you ought to understand that you are much, just as much connected to the dead as you are to the living. We have one foot in the grave and one foot out. And it is up to us to stay in touch with the dead. And that is why we have to call on them, because they are the closest thing that we know to God. Our ancestors are connected to God because they go to and fro heaven. Now, getting back to spiritualists, spiritualists will also be able to use their innate ability to find out solutions and directions for their life. Spiritualists are usually called upon just like psychics are. African Americans were more prone to go to spiritualists than they were to psychics. There was something about psychics that we just did not trust as African Americans. We thought that there was some fraudulence or some inconsistency in the psychic, or that the psychic would take over our being, and that would suppress us and possibly put us in a trance and take away our will. You never lower your will to anyone. Anything you do, you must do it within your will. Spirituality does not deal with taking your will away. Spirituality makes you become conscious of your own awareness, and it helps you to think for yourself and to find solutions for yourself, whereas you go on the inside and you allow the innate collaboration with God and you to be able to figure out the problems for your solution. As we look at spirituality, you'll find a lot of spiritualists who are able to be sensitive to environments, to smells. I'm a spiritualist. Smells are very, 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 very unique to me. The first thing I do is when I use my spirituality is the sense of smell becomes very acute. Death can be smelled. I can smell the smell of death. And sometimes environments that are dangerous can be smelled. Some people utilize their vision more than their ability to smell. Some people use their acuities for their ability to hear. Now, if you are truly clairvoyant, there is ability to be able to be clairvoyant in your hearing, where you can also hear conversations in all places, all over the diaspora, even when you're here sedentary in the United States, you could very well have the gift of ability to hear conversations in other countries, in other places, and be able to decipher clearly as if we're talking and tonation, voice to voice. Some people have that ability. They perfected their skill. Some people read frequencies in the voice. By the frequency of your voice, some people are able to detect the ability to determine nervousness, frustration in your frequency level. Some people can also read your energies and detect how low your frequencies have dropped to determine whether or not you're ill. Illness has a frequency to it, and illness can depict a low level of frequency. People can drain your frequency level. And when you have a frequency level, you usually have a tendency to be able to heal. Some doctors can see the frequency level in you and your vibration, and they use vibrations to raise other lower level vibrations. And if you're one of those people that has a high frequency level, oftentimes people are drawn to you who are low in their frequency level, and they will tap into your frequency level like you are a vampire. It's very important for you to understand healers usually have a high frequency level. I think I told this story once before. When I worked in the arena of the medical field, and the doctor told me I was vibrating at a high frequency and that people needed my energy, I was literally taken off the floor as a therapist who was passing meds to becoming a full-blown chaplain going throughout the hospital with just my Bible and the Word of God, ministering to people in the critical wards in emergency as well as in the cancer patient ward. I did not realize what he was saying, but he said my frequency was high enough that I could literally lift the spirit of these people, which I was able to do. Some of the people got better and went home. Some of them actually got off of the emergency list and out of ICU. I did this for about 5 years. I did not understand what my gifts were, my ability to heal at that time. I was not one who could walk in and lay hands and heal someone. I didn't even know I had the gift, but I was told because of the frequency that I carried, it was high enough to lift the spirit of people that were very low in spirit. Now, you've got to find your gift. You've got to find out if you have the gift of healing. Most people who are empathetic, very empathetic, and if you notice in the Bible, it said Jesus was able to heal because he was empathetic, because he knew their plight, and he was able to feel what they felt. If you're very sensitive to emotions, to other feelings, then you probably have the gift of healing and are not cultivating your gift, because it takes humility. And Jesus had humility. He knew humility. That's why he was able to pass on the gifts. We, too, have the same gifts. Because remember in the Bible it said, greater things will we be able to do than Jesus. We have the gift of humility. And when you've been given the gift of humility, you can humble yourself to feel what the other person feels, and you can heal. You can literally heal yourself. Energy is real, people, and I want you to understand that energy and frequency never dies. Even after my loved one went to his grave, he still has a portion of his frequency vibrating even unto the grave. And that is why I often say African Americans tap into the melanin in the atmosphere. It is still yet here. Even though that person made their transition to the grave, they left their melanin behind for us to tap into. Energy waves are still in the atmosphere. So we have to understand that our frequency levels are causing us to make an adjustment for those people who are tapping into our energy. Now, psychic. What does psychic have to do with anything? And do you have to be trained to be a psychic? Or do you just have traditions and families of families who are psychic? I honestly believe that we all have a psychic nature. We just call it something else. We call it spirituality. Whereas a psychic more than likely is going to workshops. He's dabbling in a lot of different rituals. He's dabbling in a lot of different spiritual seances and those things. African Americans are not spiritual and curious to that point that they're involving themselves to that level. They're spiritual by nature. And most other cultures know we're spiritual by nature because we have that veil over our eyes and our third eye. The third eye is something that we all have been given. And African Americans know that their ancestors left them with a third eye, the ability to see and have a vision to see into someone else's life, and the ability to have an unction. Our first unction is our ability to understand spirit. So as we get that first unction, we are to be mindful to follow suit on that unction and allow the spirit to lead us. Spirit is permanent, and it is continual, and it is everlasting, whereas dealing in the natural, it is temporal. It is not lasting. So spirit can continue to be cultivated and it can be developed. And if your spirit is not developed, you can develop your spirit. And that's what church is all about. Church is supposed to help you develop your spirit, your faith, your belief, because the spirit was given to you at birth when you were given your measure. And we've all been given a measure, but we have to cultivate that measure to develop it. So many of you who are practicing outside of yourself, you ought to be spending time practicing spirituality every day. Do you not know that your husband, who you spend lots and lots of time with, you could clearly see into their lives clairvoyantly, and you could also send subliminal messages to your loved ones and send them subtle messages and indicate things that you want them to do for you. These are things that the ancestors, our Kemetic people, lived with back in the ancient age, and they functioned this in this manner throughout their lives. The Kemetic people were very clairvoyant, and all clairvoyantly, meaning understanding, hearing, and seeing. Now, we can do this on a regular basis. We're going to start talking more about divination, oracle readings, and also Kali show readings. Now, Santeria is a mixture of All Saints and the Catholic religion, which is similar to the African religion. They are a very secret society. Most of these societies are secret, and you can't get in. You must have an invitation and be invited in. You must have someone that deems you worthy and invites you in. These are secret societies that do not share their information and give it out to anyone except for Baba Laws and Yaladays, who are practicing priests. I am not functioning in a full capacity as a priest where I'm taking clients. However, I've been trained and I cultivate my own spirit in my own life and my family life. However, if there need be someone that need a reading and that would like to have a more understanding, I can pull out the necessary tools to help them understand what is the direction for their life. It's important that we spend time on ourselves and maximizing the ability to utilize these tools of divination in our own family first. And it's important that we understand that we're all clairvoyant. We all have the nature of God. We all have the ability to see into the lives of those we love. And don't get it twisted. Don't go around calling yourself a psychic because you predicted something. There's a lot of responsibility that goes with the psychic, and those people are highly trained people, and they have to know their business. They can't just call themselves a psychic and be on today and off tomorrow. And you can't just say you're a prophet and prophesy over someone today and tomorrow you're off the beat. You missed the mark. You have got to understand that these are callings that God puts on your life. You don't call yourself to these things. However, spirituality is one that you've been given. You ought to cultivate your spirituality. And the ability to see into others' lives is one that you practice every day. And these are gifts that you can manifest. Now, the gift of healing is one that you can exercise through humility, sharing humility with people that you are feeling sorry for does you no good. Use your humility to lift that person's spirit. Use your humility to bring that person to right standing to help sustain that person. And then you can work in hospitals and offer up a service that everyone needs. Now, if you're a person that can read frequencies and you can listen to voices over the phone and you can actually send your healing through Reiki healing, then you ought to be practicing those skills every day. And we ought to get on those skills like yesterday. And we're going to do that right now. And I want to talk to you about my goal.
Tribute.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving you the best of me. How amazing, so amazing, getting up close and comfortable with you. Thank you so much for being a part of our paranormal, spirituality, clairvoyant, psychic, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for being a part of that. And we encourage you every day to cultivate your skills so that you become more clairvoyant as well as more spiritual. Because in these days and times, you'll be able to read the lines on the wall and you'll be able to read into the lives of your loved ones so you can see what besets your loved one. It's very important that we take some time to get to know ourselves. And that's the first preservation, to know thyself. As the wall over in Egypt, the writing on the wall says the first preservation is to know thyself. And if we are to become doctors and healers, then we have to know how to take time to test the spirit and study the spirit. And we also have to understand that just reading into the lives of people just for money is not the way to go, but just learning how we can help those who can't help themselves and be able to speak into the lives of our children and be able to see clairvoyantly what's going to beset them is very important. It's very important that we understand that we all have been given this gift, a gift of clairvoyance, a gift of spirituality. But we have to practice our skills and perfect our art. We cannot go around playing like the Houdini, making people disappear or utilizing these gifts for wicked or evil things. We have to practice things to heal our country, our culture, and to heal our lifestyle and to use our gifts and more perfectedly. And then one day we will be able to sit before the king and he will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You passed the test."
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me.